Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome in to the Action Line from WGNS. Going to be a little different this morning. Gloria Christie is with us, the historian here in Rutherford County. We're going to jump into our time machine today, and we're going to set it for the 1950s, late 1950s, and into the 1960s, and we're going to go back in time. We're going to be remembering some of the things that have gone on here in Rutherford County over those years. We're going to be talking about some of the things you did. Maybe you didn't grow up here, but if you grew up somewhere else, I'll bet you the things you did were very similar to what was done here. We're going to be talking about that this morning. So be putting that thinking cap on, and we'll take a stroll down memory lane. That's what we're going to be doing this morning, right here on WGNS, taking a stroll down memory lane. That's what it's all about. Some of the things you did back in the late 50s and early 60s. You remember going to the Tiger Den or any of those places? Remember some of the fun activities on the Murfreesboro Square? Well, that's what we are focusing on this morning. So if you have some thoughts you'd like to share with us, give us a call. 893-1450. That memory line is open right now. Do you remember going to the courthouse? They had a popcorn machine out there. 893-1450. What are some of the memories that you have when maybe you were listening to these guys? That's right. These guys were very popular. The Four Seasons. She was everything I dreamed she'd be. Sweet surrender, what a night. And as you tuned in to WGNS back then, that was your station that played the hits. Did you ever get some of those Coke six-packs by calling in to WGNS? I bet you there are some Coke six-pack winners out there. Did you get those? What do you remember most about that? 893-1450 as we jump on the time machine today. What about those sock hops? Do you have any combo parties in the driveway? What were some of the combos that came around? Oh, I got a funny feeling when she walked in the room. Hey, my, as I reported, it did not too soon. What did it take so long to see the light? Going back in memories to when there were only two high schools. And if you lived here, you went to one of those. Well, I guess there were three high schools, really. There was Central, of course, here in Murfreesboro. There was Smyrna. And there was Eagleville. There's always been Eagleville. Man, that one has a big history to it. Do you remember some of the other things that went on here in the community? 893-1450. In the 60s, bands were forming on every cul-de-sac. It does seem that way. Even the songs from the 60s were recorded in unusual places. I remember coming from this area, growing up in this area, I remember the same TV shows you did as you grew up, some of the local ones. I remember some of the hit songs that were recorded in garages. I mean, actually in garages. There was a big hit song out of the 60s that was recorded in the 7th Avenue parking garage in Nashville. Had to be the worst acoustics in the world there, but the song was a big hit. Let's go to the phones and get some memories here. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Bart. I'm fine.
Good.
Listen, you were mentioning the high schools. Let's don't forget, we had Christiana High School. We had Kittrell High School. We had just about every community had their high school. It was first grade through 12th. I remember Christiana High School, or Christiana School. They had first grade through the 12th grade. And the total enrollment for first through 12 was 420 students.
Wow. You know, it's interesting how time turns around. You know, they're talking now. They've added the middle school to Christiana, and the next big step is to add a high school. So the pendulum just swings back.
It certainly does. You know, history repeats itself, Bart. And personally, this is my opinion, I think each little community should have first through 12th grade. The kids get to know each other. They go through all 12 grades of school together, and there's some real lasting bond friendships made there.
Very definitely. Which one did you go to, by the way?
I went to Christiana.
And what are some of your greatest memories? Is there a teacher there that stood out as having a big impact on your life?
Bart, all the teachers there at Christiana School were just magnificent folks. They took a genuine interest in the children, and they taught in a way that they made the children think they had a genuine interest. I never will forget, we had one teacher. His name was Mr. W.F. Wellchance, a wonderful man. He passed away several years ago. But I'll never forget one incident. It's rather hilarious. He taught our history class. Well, apparently he had indigestion one day before class, so he takes and swallows a couple of Alka-Seltzers and goes to the water fountain and drinks a lot of water. Well, needless to say, we didn't have history class that day because he had to go to the emergency room.
Oh, my goodness.
Our principal was Mr. Bill Taylor. He knew each and every student by name. He knew, you know, something about them. He knew their likes or dislikes. Mm-hmm. And he could discipline you without making you feel real bad or real down. In fact, his way of disciplining you, it got to the point where you were ashamed to do anything wrong.
And that really stands out. What a great lesson that is.
And one other thing, there was a teacher there, first grade teacher. Her name was Miss Elvira Brothers. And when the little boys would do something wrong, she'd make them put a dress on and come up and sit and rock them in front of the whole class in a rocking chair. And you know, that just made a lot of difference.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she had one student, and his name was Claude Jarman Jr. He was from Fosterville, came to school at Christiana.
And that's a familiar name.
It should be. He went on to star. He went on to star in the movie, The Yearling.
That's what I thought. Yeah. And the son of, was it Frank Jarman, or the Jarman Shoe Company, General Shoe?
No, Claude Jarman Jr.'s dad was a railroad accountant.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I had that tied in with that other guy. But he was in that movie, though. Yeah, The Yearling.
With Gregory Peck.
Wow. I wonder, is he still alive?
Yes, he is. He's in his 70s, and he lives out in California.
Ah, so he stayed in the movie-type themes then?
Yes, uh-huh.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing those memories.
Well, thank you, Bart, and I hope you have a very blessed day. And I'm going to try to be here if I can get my equipment working right, getting you some more news photos.
Fantastic. You do a great job on that, too.
Well, thank you so much. Have a blessed day, Bart.
You too. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. And memories, that's what we're gathering this morning, and that's what it's all about. Whether you're from here or down the road or across the state or in another state, it is amazing how many memories that we have that are alike. I remember we had a person that was visiting here from England, visiting at our house for, I guess it was 6 months, a year ago. And I have a lot of old 45s that I've collected over the years. And we were just sitting there reminiscing about some of the music we grew up with. We were about the same age, and it was the same music. So whether he was in England or here, we had the same memories. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you.
Yes, but don't forget Holloway High School.
Oh, I don't know why I didn't say that.
Well, I don't know why either, but man, the 1960s, how we are celebrating our 50th year anniversary this year.
And what was your favorite?
Class of 63.
What was your favorite memory from Holloway?
Playing football.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you ever get the Cedar Bucket back?
Oh, yeah, we got the Cedar Bucket now.
All right. Yay.
We got the Cedar Bucket now.
Oh, man, that takes back some memories when there was fun competition.
Every Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
Monty Hill used to broadcast some of our games.
Oh, yeah. I remember those days. Now, what about, you remember marching out front to the drum beat?
Oh, yeah, man. Those were the days.
Yeah. There was a lot of respect that we had for our teachers, for our fellow students. Don't you wish that respect was still around today?
I sure do, man.
Man, that is so great. Any other memories that you want to share with us? Something that stands out in your mind, maybe something a teacher did, and you will always remember that as a turning point maybe in your life?
No, that's about all I want to say. I'll give a chance to somebody else.
Don't want to incriminate. Thank you. You have a super day.
You have a super day, too.
Bye-bye. 893-1450. I love these memories. And you can put yourself into other people's memories as you hear those. I mean, whether you exchanged a Cedar Bucket for the winning teams, maybe they had that going back and forth. But if you went to another school somewhere else, I'll bet they had a tradition that was similar. And you'd swap those things back and forth. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning, Bart. I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
Well, I'm a graduate of the Central High School class of 1963.
The Tigers.
The Tigers, that's right. And we're getting ready to have our 50th class reunion coming up June 8th of this year. And we've contacted just about all of our class members. We've got about 20 we haven't been able to find yet, but we're planning a big thing on June the 8th, and hopefully everybody will come by and show up and have a good time with us.
Well, now, did you go to the Tiger Den ever?
Oh, yeah. I went to Tiger Den just about every Friday night over by the old Central High School swimming pool. You'll remember that. It was there, the only pool in Murfreesboro just about at that time.
Now, what was your favorite memory from the Tiger Den?
Oh, I guess just the dances and having everybody together and just an opportunity to be along with classmates and having a good time.
Yeah. Do you remember some of the combos that played?
You know, there was a band that played. General name of Potts was in it. And also, the Leonard fellow that played guitar.
Yeah, Floyd Leonard.
They were both in that band. And Don Mitchett may have played some piano along. I'm not sure. He's going to play some for us in our reunion and play some of the old songs of that era on piano, and we're looking forward to having a great time with that June the 8th.
Well, I tell you, it's going to be fun. You will thoroughly enjoy yourself, and do you run into many of your classmates over the years? Do you run into them on a regular basis?
Some of them, particularly those that are still here in Murfreesboro, but we've got a meeting tonight about that reunion coming up, and we've got a couple coming in from out of town. One girl's here visiting her father this week, and she's going to meet with us tonight. She's from Germantown, I believe, and then got one maybe coming from Knox Knoxville and one from the Nashville area. So we're looking forward to having a good time this afternoon or tonight and reminiscing a little bit. I remember when the Central High School Band went and participated in the inauguration for John F. Kennedy. And on that morning, it had snowed about 8 inches the night before, and we stood in that slush and ice on the street there for about an hour and a half before the parade started, and had some that got a little frostbite. And it was cold, but it was fun.
What an honor. What an honor.
We had when it snowed that night, the next day, Ben Jordan was a band manager, and we broke the ice in the outdoor swimming pool so he could jump in and prove that he could do it, I guess. But it was a good time.
It sounds like you had a ball up there.
We did. We've had several of our classmates have done very well. We had one, of course, we've got Andy Womack, who's a state senator. We've got a girl who was chairman of the FDIC for a couple of years. Roy Neal, who was the aide to Senator Al Gore while he was a senator, and also when he went on to be vice president of the United States, and others who have made doctors, Butch Turpin, who still lives in town, and insurance agents, Andy, Bud Morris, and we've got quite a makeup of classmates that did very well.
Some wonderful people you've mentioned there. Thank you for sharing those memories
All
with
right.
us.
Thank you.
You have a great day. And that's what we're doing today, sharing memories this morning, stepping back to the 50s and the 60s.
A fallen star, fallen star, that's what you are.
That voice that you're hearing, he was on Truman's show yesterday. And being in the room with people like that, that's what Murfreesboro and Rutherford County is all about, people who went on and did great things that impacted all of us. That's Jimmy C. Newman. He was on The Truman Show yesterday. Jimmy had a big hit that was a crossover hit. He had so many hits that were in the country music field, but this was a crossover hit back in the late 50s, A Fallen Star, Jimmy C. Newman.
A fallen star.
Turning back the time, and in our time machine, going back to the rock and roll era. Times were a lot simpler then. What were you doing? Share those memories with us. 893-1450. We're going to check on the traffic and weather, and we'll be back if you're on the line. Hold on. You are coming up next.
There is no safer place in the storm. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
Hi, I'm Robert McConnell from Robert's Auto Repair. If you bring your vehicle to me, it will usually be repaired on the same day. We offer courtesy rides and have a free loaner car for your convenience.
Robert's Auto Repair, honest and fair, on Broad across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Good morning. We have one accident. Could slow you down just a little bit. It's I-40 West at the juncture with I-24 West heading into downtown Nashville. That is on the side of the road there, causing a bit of slowdown for us. Also in Murfreesboro, we've still got quite a bit of congestion. Old Ford Parkway at Chaffin Place, Old Ford Parkway at Kaysen Lane, I-24 at 96, Broad at Church, and Broad at Memorial. Call the Professional Bartending School of Nashville. Flexible classes and very affordable. Call Professional Bartending School of Nashville, 885-5800. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Cloudy skies early, then gradual clearing. Highs in the mid to upper 40s. We'll have a west wind between 10 and 20. Could gust in the 30s. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Currently 41. This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home, see Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, an equal housing lender.
Catch up on MTCS Sports Saturday mornings at 11. Brian Barrett and John Deacons host Cougar Corner here on WGNS. AM, FM, online.
It was December the 7th, 1963, that this hit from the Mermaids, Popsicles and Icicles, was number 3 on the Big G Top 40 survey. Did you get those Big G Top 40 surveys at the record stores? You remember the record stores? I think we had several of them around town. I remember the one mostly up there where the NHC building is now, right there on the corner of Church and Vine. You remember going in there for the latest hits? Yeah, I remember getting those and the Big G Top 40 surveys, too. Let's go back to the phones, 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Yes, good morning, Bob.
Well, good morning to you.
I'm glad my friend Joseph Eugene called in and got on you about not recognizing Holloway this morning. We're getting old, ain't we, Bob?
I should not have ever mentioned any schools because I knew I would leave something out.
Yeah, I was just wondering. I said, well, maybe they don't want blacks to call in there this morning since they didn't bring up Holloway.
Well, I almost left Eagleville out, too.
Yeah, you did. And I just, you know, just wondering. That's Holloway, you know, we put out a bunch of good, well, one professional football player, and a bunch of good players running through Holloway.
Tell us about your memories of Holloway. Some more of those.
The memories?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, there's so many memories, I can't even bring them up, good memories. I had a bunch of, all my memories are good about Holloway. It really was. I mean, everybody just got along good, and it had great teachers. We had great teachers. I mean, we had some really great teachers, although we did have books with the pages tore out of them, but, you know, we had to figure the rest of the chapters out. But everything was great about Holloway, and, you know, I mean, just really friendly environment. And like I say, we all got along good, and had a bunch of great teachers. I can't put enough emphasis on the teachers that we had and, you know, and what they had to go through with some of us knuckleheads running up and down the halls. Didn't want to get a lesson and stuff, but, and I was one of them, and the man upstairs, he let me go on to graduate, but it was just a bunch of great memories. And the combos, we had a band we called the Dukes.
The Dukes.
The
okay.
Dukes, yeah. Jimmy Davis, he was a detective on Murfreesboro Police Force.
Oh, and, yeah, I remember Jimmy. Yeah.
Yeah, and William Anderson, he's was on the paramedics, you know, and the ambulances running around helping people out and stuff when they have wrecks and stuff. And also Warren Jackson, he played organ. He used to have a music shop up there around the square, mm-hmm. down by the same side that Holden Hardwire. Where is on? He had a little music shop down there. I don't know if you remember that or not.
I don't remember that. But did you ever have a class with Miss Myrtle Lord?
Miss Lord?
Uh-huh. Well,
she started me out at Old Bradley over there on Academy Street, Miss Lord.
Okay.
Yeah, she was one of the great teachers. And you know what, Miss Lord, she was a real great teacher. And we saw the loss. I was in the first grade. Miss Lord, she failed me for not eating macaroni and cheese, Bart. And you know what? I held that against that lady for a long time, but after the years went by and I got grown and stuff, and we had another little social club called the Ebony Brothers, and we invited her to the meeting one day. Mm-hmm. It was concerning the Patterson Park Community Center about something we were trying to do for that. And she came to the meeting, and I stood up, and I apologized to her for that and about the grudge I was holding her against me about not eating macaroni and cheese. And you know what? I love macaroni and cheese now. I mean, I could eat it for every meal now, and that was one of the things I thought about. I said, well, she did me a favor. She showed me that, you know, was not eating. And time was back then, that was back just something like it is now, coming off of depression and stuff like that back in the 40s, back in the late 40s and the early 50s, back in my first grade, first and second grade.
I tell you,
she was real young then, and she learned me about food for eating and stuff, and I love the woman to death.
She was a very caring lady, and
yes, she was.
Even up into her 90s, I can remember her running up the steps here at the radio station in high heels.
Yes, I used to like to see her in fashion shows and stuff, because she was a very, very, very nice lady for modeling clothes and stuff like that. She was a real energetic lady.
And the group, the combo you said was the Dukes, is that right?
The Dukes, yes, the Dukes.
Oh, boy, they were good. Thank you for calling and sharing that with us today.
Yeah, and Bart, you have a great day, and just I'm glad I got to talk to you, because I was just about to change my mind about you for not putting Holloway on.
Thank you for calling. It was a slip of the mind.
All right, then. Have a great
bye
day.
Bye-bye. Oh, what great memories. Duke of Earl, Soldier Boy with the Shirelles. Oh, those were some memories. Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS. Good morning. How are you doing today? Hello there.
Mr. Walker?
Yes, sir.
This is Gerald Soles. Les Cassius had a four-year high school.
Oh, we left Warren that one
Hill
out, too.
Did.
Sorry about that.
Mr. Preston Kaysen was a principal at Les Cassius.
Mm-hmm.
And he had strict rules he went by. He had some pedals in there, and he caught everybody smoking. He whipped them. Fighting, sassing the teachers, putting your hands on girls, all that was outlawed. And he taught some classes like a regular teacher did. He is a great teacher.
You know, back then, we didn't have the problems with students doing things that were really bad.
That's right.
That we do today. In fact, I guess the really bad things were making silly noises in school or throwing spitballs, something like that. Certainly different from drugs and fighting and things of that sort.
He paddled everybody caught smoking. That was against his rules.
And
Mr.
you
P.
remember?
Mr. Brandon was superintendent two or three times of school. He was principal out there. And Uncle Dave Macon had a son named Eston Macon. He was a principal out there. And Walter Hill had a four-year high school. Mr. Roger Brewington was a principal there, and Mr. Jack DeLay. And they did away with all the country schools and built Riverdale and Oakland.
Early 70s they did all of that?
Well, back in the 60s, I think.
60s, okay.
Yes, sir. I finished there in 1943. So that goes back a good time.
So
I
you
just
think,
want to share that with you, Mr. Walker, because you probably didn't know it.
I did not know that. And so are you thinking that the schools then, that we were better off with smaller schools and neighborhood schools?
Well, they had more individual attention. That principal knew everybody and all the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
We had some good teachers. One of the best teachers ever I saw, she finished out there at Tennessee College for Women, Miss Nell Pierce. She was a great teacher. You remember the good teacher, and you remember some of that wasn't no count, too.
You know, I look back, and I remember, especially first through the eighth grade, I remember
yes.
every teacher I had by name, which shows you the kind of impact they had on your life.
Tennessee College for Women turned out some great teachers and great musicians. It was a Baptist college, and it always had a Baptist minister at the head of it. It was out there where Central Middle School is now. That was used to be Tennessee College for Women.
Now, it was not those buildings, was it? It was different buildings.
Right.
Okay. Because I wanted people to sort of have historically a correct idea.
I'll let you run, Mr. Walker. I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you, Mr. Sauls. You have a great day.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Enjoy your station.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 893-1450 is our number. Let's take another memory call. 893-1450. You're on WGNS. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
How are you today?
I'm fine. I was just listening to my brother Joseph and Johnny Reed, and I was just sitting here thinking back then we didn't need police officers in the school. You know, we had a principal at Holloway, Mr. Stevenson. He took care of all that kind of business. And that thing done changed so much where you got to have a police officer sitting around with a pistol and waiting to see what's going to happen in the school system. That's, you know, the school system done changed so much. If we could go back and get some of the teachers we had, Mr. Stevenson, Mr. Bell, Mr. Patton, then we had Miss Boyd, and you know, we got one teacher in there that was in Holloway. He's a pastor down in Nashville, Tennessee. He got a nice church down there that he runs. So back then, teachers was teachers then. They, you know, they cared about students and stuff. But now, I don't know what's going on in the school system now. Seems like you go to school now, your parents have to worry about the kid getting back home. But back then, that was the place to send a child to school. And as far as Miss Law's concerned, Miss Law was a good teacher. She taught the first and second grade at Old Bradley. Then they built a new school over there, New Bradley School. She started teaching over there, and Miss Hutchinson and Miss Vaughns, Miss Rucker, Mr. Barnes. A lot of good teachers went to Holloway.
Some great leaders.
Taught at Holloway and taught at Bradley School.
What do you think is different from the children of that era, the students of that era, and the students of today? There has to be something different. It's not the teachers, I don't think.
No, I don't think it's the teachers either, but I do know, I would say some of the difference is the way that the cities has moved down towards the south like that, where you have gang members and stuff, and you have to be a part of something now. They think they have to be a part of something negative now. And gangs has moved around in the schools and stuff, and I believe that's what the problem is. You know, you got people now. You know, I don't knock people with tattoos. Now, don't get me wrong. If you want to put a tattoo on, that's your business. I don't have anything to do with that. But you know, you have a lot of gang members. You know, they like to wear a lot of tattoos and just keep trouble going on. I don't know why they don't like to learn anymore. They'd rather go to school and shoot the place up. You know, I'm like you. I can't say it's the teacher's fault. It's just the times that we live in now, and just like the president now trying to get a hold on gun control. See, you know, if we can get a hold on gun control, where you have to be checked to get a weapon and stuff like this, instead of going down, you know, in the fairground in Nashville and just buying your old hot pistol. I remember back in the 60s when we could do that. You just walk out there on the fairground, just buy a gun. You didn't need no permit or anything, and they still doing that. And they taking these weapons in the schoolhouses, and I think that's what the problem is.
Well, we thank you for sharing those thoughts with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. 893-1450, what is different today? What is different? Remember back then, you'd hear a song on the radio, and people would say, oh, that has bad words on it. And you'd listen to it over and over and over. You'd play it backwards, forwards. You'd try to hear those bad words, but you couldn't hear them. Today, you don't have to try. You can hear them clearly. You can go to the movies, and you see things that are so clear, so graphic. That may be part of the problem. If you're scratching your head, those are the Kingsmen. That was a big hit on the WGNS Big G Top 40 list in 1963. Let's go back to the phones, 893-1450. You're on WGNS. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Biden. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for calling.
Great. The changes, I think, is in today's world than it was. I mean, it still was back there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that children does not have respect, and the adult and parents nowadays children, and which parents, a lot, some of the parents, they don't take time. I know they have to get out and work and all that. children raising children, and they don't have the value and the respect because they don't know, because they haven't been taught. It needs to be started at home. And we have some lovely teachers now. I mean, don't put it all on the teachers, because, see, when a lot of children, they just raise themselves and they haven't been taught. And then parents get out here when they do things with the kids instead of trying to put value into them and teach them the right way. They are doing things with them. And that is a lot of the problems today. And then, too, they feel like they can get out here and do what they want to do and get away with it. And when they do some of these things, they need to be punished for it instead of letting them go free and just do what they want to do. And that's a lot of the problem today.
Thank you for sharing. You've said something that really strikes a nerve. They're children raising children. So these parents today, many of them, they didn't get a chance to enjoy being a child.
Yes, that's it. And because, I mean, I know things get hard and you have to work and all that, because I know about my life and other things. But still, instead of teaching them, you know, about the Lord and what the Lord say and all that and all, they're taking them to let them do anything they want to do and doing stuff with them and all. And it's not going to get any better until we realize that God is in control.
Wonder, what is there a solution to this other than...
We all got to come together as one. It's no you and no you and no I. Everybody need to be unit, whether it's Laotian or Spanish or whoever, because we're all of God's children. God made us all, and it takes all of us to work together. And if we work together, things will be better.
Thank you for sharing that. You have a wonderful day.
You too, and I love you.
Love you. Bye-bye. 893-1450 is our phone number. That's a hard call to follow. A lot of wisdom right there that you heard. 893-1450, children raising children. Wow. Do we condone that in a way? Are we making that easier for children to raise children these days? Didn't happen back then. But something's happening now. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Is this me, Mark?
It is you. Good morning.
Oh, okay. Freddie Gibbon just called and said he's listening to your radio show. You got to turn it on, Charlie. I'm glad I did. But I went to school in the 8th grade at Critchlow School. Judge McFarland's sister, Angie McFarland, Lena Tuma, several girls were the cheerleaders. We had a pretty good little football team. I think we won 2 games. And this was a Woodbury's first year to have a football team. And Mr. James and I, good-looking man, first year he ever taught. They say he's still a good-looking man down in Georgia. And I said he believed in a little bit of intimidation your opponent just a little bit. We used to do that underneath the goal, or we'd do it on the football field. And Woodbury's football field had a little swag in the middle, and the water would dry up last right there in that spot. So he told, says, if you can imitate that coach just a little bit, intimidate him a little bit, it would help a lot. I didn't only intimidate him, he grit his teeth so hard, I think he lost a couple of them. But I went by the bench over there, number 22 was my number. I said, hey, coach, y'all keep hogs on this field in off-season? He told my coach, if you would give me anything, he could just give me a darn good whipping. So I was right on, we beat them 26-0. I don't think the coach could ever concentrate on the ball game after that comment. But anyway, we weeded a lot of intimidation, and I read a little article yesterday. I'm trying to tame the tongue, you know, and it says if you... let's see, think by the inch or talk by the yard, you shall be kicketh by the foot. So I'm applying it to my life now, trying my best to get over some of that intimidated mouth I've always had. So good, I'm working on that real strong, okay? I'm going to hang up and listen, okay?
Charlie, you have a good day. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
893-1450, that's what it's all about. sharing memories this morning. You're on WGNS. Good morning. How are you today? Hello there. Hi. Are you home? I hear the phone now. I think they hung up right there. 893-1450 is our number. We are sharing memories this morning. 893-1450, going back to the rock and roll era, back to the 50s, back to the 60s. What were some of the things you were doing back in the 50s and 60s? We're going to check on the weather. We'll be back and continue the conversation. The year was 1958. Dave Baby Cortez had that hit, The Happy Organ, on the Big G Top 40 list. And I have secretly wished that at one of these churches in the area that have these magnificent pipe organs, that one day Dave Baby Cortez could come in and let's see what it sounds like. Have you ever wondered that? A little strange sometimes.
Hey, hi, and hello there.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett.
Fun lovers and truth seekers.
Weekday mornings at 10 on WGNS AM FM online.
For decades, we've been telling you that Bell Furniture has first quality name brand furniture half price every day. Now this locally owned family business has pictures of some of their furniture on the internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com. Save with Perry Bell at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway,
halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
And on the internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com.
Cloudy skies early, then gradual clearing. Highs in the mid to upper 40s. We'll have a west wind between 10 and 20. Could gust in the 30s. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Baluber.
Currently 41.
After 15 years in Rutherford County, a local business settles into a retail space at the Avenue. Southern Breeze Home Design Center is Murfreesboro's premier home remodeling destination. Southern Breeze. Their showroom features cabinetry, countertops, flooring, blinds, and plantation shutters, along with replacement windows and exteriors. Not only does Southern Breeze provide clients with the convenience of a showroom, they also provide the necessary installation service. They do it all. By providing the products and the installation, the project is complete in a timely manner. And whether they're performing an entire home remodel or a simple cabinet hardware replacement, the goal at Southern Breeze is to offer the utmost precision and efficiency. Go by and see the owner, Daniel Gammon. He is there for you, definitely there for you. He has experienced professionals who manage your project from the concept to the completion. Visit Southern Breeze Home Design Center. They're in the Avenue, and they're open Monday through Saturday from 10 in the morning until 6 in the evening, or find them on the internet, southernbreezehome.com. Southern Breeze. Nice folks over there, too.
Hey, neighbor, when you talk, others listen. If it's on Good Neighbor Talk, keep it here. WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Was number 33 on the Big G Top 40 list back in 1963. December of 1963. Do you remember that? Randy and the Rainbows.
Oh, when we walk, it seems like paradise. When we talk, it always feels so nice.
back to simpler times. 893-1450. Let's take another memory call here. You're on WGNS. Good morning. How are you today? Hello there.
Good morning, Bart.
Hey, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning. Do you remember General Electric?
General Electric, yeah, the plant here in town?
It was built in 1957. If you could get a job at General Electric, it was one of the best places in Murfreesboro to work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it was that way for years.
Yeah, and we had Mike Knight and Mr. Roos and LDB Bell out in the plant, and it didn't matter whether you was doing work in motor assembly or switch soldering or out in the tool crib or in shipping and receiving or even in the office, Mr. Cahise, several of them working there at that time, and it was just a good place to work if you were lucky enough to attain a job at the General Electric Company.
Life.
It's sad to see it now, just nothing going on.
It's an empty building. Life as a whole was much more stable then. I think that made everything we do stable back then. I was thinking just the other day, here we are, gasoline today is around $3.55, $3.60. 3 weeks ago it was $2.95. That is instability, and it, no matter what happens, it makes you wonder, what is tomorrow going to bring? We were stable back in the 50s and 60s, and even 70s. Made a world of difference. Thank you for sharing that with us this morning.
Yes, thank you, Bart.
Have a great day. 893-1450. We have time for one more call, and you're on WGNS. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you.
How are you? I'm from the younger generation. I was born in the 50s, but I used to go to Murfreesboro. We lived in the country, and we would go on Saturday, and all of these elderly men, these men would sit around. You remember when the big shade trees were around the square up there?
Oh,
and they would sit around and whittle?
Yeah, I remember that.
I wonder what kind of decisions was made with all those men sitting around. They would be 20, 30, maybe 50 men sitting around, and they would sit there all day long on Saturday. And I haven't figured out to this day what the whole purpose was, other than just to make a day, make a Saturday, I guess, or enjoy the day off or something. But I was just sitting here thinking about it. I was sitting here listening to y'all, and I'd go with my dad, and they would sit, and they would trade pocket knives. They would whittle up half of a cedar tree, and I think a lot of decisions was made. And they were talking about the schools a while ago, the teachers at school. We had some good teachers. Mr. Jack Jolly, he was a good school teacher. I was in one of his classes, and Miss Mary Bell Robinson, she was good. She was one of the finest school teachers in here at Critchlow School. I went to Critchlow School, and I would just want to share that with folks. I haven't figured out to this day, but you know, it was enjoyable times. You would go, and that day and time, you'd go and stay all day in town, and then you'd leave and go home that afternoon.
That was a good time back then, just doing things with each other. Thank you for joining us today. I hope all of you have a super rest of the day. It has been a blast looking at the past with you on Memory Lane. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.